Welcome to News Video Clip. If you've been watching this podcast over the past 2 weeks, you know that Trump's personal Gestapo, his ICE agents, have murdered two innocent people, one in Houston and one in Maine. And today, Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, went on Fox News and threatened more bloodshed. Let's watch this fascist as he tries to justify more bloodshed against people who lawfully tell immigrants about their rights, who lawfully resist, and who lawfully report ICE's violations of law. Let's watch this fat, ugly fascist on Fox News.
But all goes back to the Dems, who want to continually attack ICE and tell people to evade them, tell people don't comply, tell people to resist, and tell people ICE isn't a real law enforcement agency. You and I talked about this year and a half ago, Laura. I said if the hateful rhetoric didn't stop, there would be bloodshed. And I'm saying it right now. There's still going to be more bloodshed unless they shut their mouth and let ICE enforce the laws.
Okay, first of all, we're not going to shut our mouths. And Tom, if you think you're such a tough guy, why don't you try to shut my mouth? Because I'm already lawyered up, pal. Anytime you think you can do it, go for it. Alrighty, we're going to move on to another one of Trump's fascists. And this is Stephen Miller. He's Trump's deputy advisor. And so he was giving this fear-mongering speech today, warning the world about these terrible left-wing terrorists who are supposedly committing all of this violence in the United States. Only one problem. Stephen Miller could not name one of these supposed left-wing political terrorists. Let's watch his fear-mongering.
Here in the United States, we have taken the necessary and essential action of formally recognizing left-wing violence as a form of political terrorism that is a direct threat to our national security and the survival of our Republican form of government. President Trump issued a directive. In our parlance, it's called a National Security Presidential Memorandum, or NSPM, NSPM 7 to be exact, that directs for the first time in American history all of our law enforcement and intelligence agencies to work together to disrupt, identify, defund, debank, arrest, and prosecute these political terrorists that are operating in our country. It's very important to understand that left-wing political terrorism seeks as its ultimate end the overthrow of our system and form of government. And we've seen this has taken place many times in many places throughout the years, and Secretary Rubio has provided you many examples. Left-wing terrorism always ends in bloodshed.
Wait a second. Tom Homan just threatened all of us with bloodshed. And now Stephen Miller is trying to convince us that it's the left that's threatening people with bloodshed? No. It's the right. It's Trump's own stooges. It's his fat, ugly fascists, like Tom Homan and Stephen Miller. They're the ones making the threats. Now, Stephen Miller made a reference to Trump's National Security Presidential Memorandum, NSPM 7. What exactly is this? Trump signed it in September of 2025. The ACLU notes that this memorandum actually targets lawful nonprofits, their donors, and lawful activists who are striving for a more equal, just, and fair country. This memorandum adds these lawful citizens to an ever-growing list with what Trump calls the enemy within. So basically, if you don't do what Trump says, you are on this list of his memorandum and you are the, quote, enemy within. Folks, this is pure fascism. It's exactly what Hitler did. It's exactly what Mussolini did. All right, now we're going to go over to Fox News. And Republican Senator Rick Scott is going to tell Americans that they should be working 7 days a week.
So are Democrats going to come across the line and join some of you? And are they as clear-eyed on the mission?
I hope so. You know, Americans work 5 days a week. You know, the minimum we ought to work is 7 days a week. I'm a business guy. As a business people, I have to work every day. We need to work every day.
So there you go, folks. More fascism. Rick Scott, senator from Florida, wants you to work 7 days a week. He basically wants you to be a slave. Now, Rick Scott opposes increasing the minimum wage. He opposes the living wage. He opposes paid maternity leave. He opposes universal health care. And Rick Scott is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So how did he get so rich? Before he was in Congress, Rick Scott ran a company that committed massive Medicaid fraud. And instead of going to jail, the company paid a fine, and Rick got to keep hundreds of millions of dollars. But he wants you to be his slave. He wants you to work 7 days a week. How many people would like to jump on that train? Raise your hand. Not all at once. All right. And finally, we're going to go to Jennifer Welch of I've Had It, because she was recently attacked by the Department of Education's head, Linda McMahon. Now, if that name sounds a little familiar, her husband, Vince McMahon, has been accused of enabling sexual abuse at the Worldwide Wrestling, WWE. So let's listen to how the Department of Education attacked Jennifer Welch, and here's her response.
My stance on homeschooling, which Pumps and I talked about on our podcast, I've Had It, that the evangelical movement that encourages homeschooling, that discourages critical thinking, that teaches creationism, that teaches that dinosaur and man lived on the planet at the same time is stupid, and it is a policy of trickle-down stupidity, has reached the top levers of the United States government. The Department of Education has tweeted about me. Pop this up. This came out this morning. You can see they retweet the New York Post, and the New York Post tweets, far-left podcaster Jennifer Welch blasts homeschooling as trickle-down stupidity and a fundamental crazy Christian problem. The Department of Education should be busy, but instead they tweet, homeschoolers, like the winner of the President's 7076 Award, have demonstrated their ability to succeed at the highest level time and time again. The proven value of homeschooling should never be dismissed as trickle-down stupidity. The only thing that is stupid is your ignorance. And to this, I have to say, Linda McMahon, your husband is credibly accused of sexual assault like everybody else in your regime. And it is widely known from the president's mouth that he likes the poorly educated. It is widely known that the fascist project likes to keep the electorate dumb. It's widely known that you want to close down the Department of Education. You are the ringleader of the trickle-down stupidity. And if you're so all chips in on homeschooling, then I expect every single person in the MAGA regime, Katie Miller, Caroline Leavitt, all of them, to go full trad wife and get out those dinosaurs and man booklets like the Duggars have, and you homeschool your kids.
So excellent response by Jennifer Welch. And isn't it interesting that the Department of Education, which is funded by taxpayers, Linda McMahon is spending taxpayer money to go on Twitter, X, and attack Jennifer Welch. This is exactly what Stephen Miller supports. This is exactly what Tom Homan supports. They want to censor dissenting voices by using the federal government. Linda McMahon should get off her fat ass and do her job instead of going on Twitter. And she should also worry about her husband, Vince McMahon, who's been accused of credible sexual abuse allegations, as Jennifer said. Alrighty, those are all the stories we have today. We do have links to all of our stories right below this video. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Joe Rogan, Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, Joe Rogan, Jimmy Dore, Riley Gaines, Kristen Hawkins, the Department of Education. They're all paid influencers. They all get paid to lie. We state the facts and we back them up. I want to thank everybody who has subscribed to this channel. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it. If this is your first time watching this podcast, please like and subscribe. Or if you hate it, subscribe. Or if you hate my guts, definitely subscribe. Alrighty, we'll be back later with more stories.